Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Most of the world is focused on the death of Osama bin Laden at this point, and the president will travel to Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan today to lay a wreath at the former World Trade Center site. But in the meantime, the debate, the arguments over budgets and the debt ceiling is still going on in Washington. And today, a bipartisan group of lawmakers will meet for the first time with Vice President Joe Biden to try and agree on a compromise where it will allow them to raise the debt ceiling. Join us now is Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. So, I mean, has there been action? Was it all stalled by the Osama bin Laden's death?
No, actually, this meeting has been scheduled for May 5th for quite a few weeks, so it's not stalled at all. And you've heard about a lot of commissions, a lot of discussions. We've talked about all the different commissions and bipartisan groups going on. This one seems to have a little bit of game, and a lot of people think so. Listen to Republican leader Mitch McConnell talking about it yesterday.
No, it's not a question of faith. If you're looking for a result, how do you get a result? The only way I can conclude that something is likely to get to a result anytime soon is in these debt ceiling talks.
Again, Todd, if you can remind everyone what the disagreement is over the raising of the debt ceiling.
Yeah, well, the debt ceiling expires. They got a little bit more time than they had before. The Treasury Department now says the debt ceiling is going to expire right around August 2nd, or at least we're in danger of default at that time. Republicans have said we're going to use this as a lever to get more of what we want, more of what we got. Remember during that shutdown debate, they wanted spending cuts and they wanted deficit reduction. Well, Republicans have said we're not voting to raise the debt limit unless you give us more of that. And that's what they're talking about, how to do more spending cuts and how to put some new rules into the budget process so that if the deficit gets to a certain level, and they haven't decided what that level is yet, a certain percentage of GDP, let's say, there are triggers. There are new rules that say Congress must act to cut the deficit. Republicans have laid down their marker and said, if we don't get these things, we're not voting to raise the debt limit. And it looks like they're going to get it. This thing has to pass. But Democrats also want to seem responsible. They want to seem like they're voting for responsible things, for cutting spending. So everybody thinks this is the best game in town to get an agreement on the debt limit.
But wait a minute, Todd. It wasn't that long ago that we were talking about the so-called Gang of Six being one of the best games in town and the best possibility for some kind of compromise.
You need SEAL Team Six.
To get this done, yeah. John, maybe.
Yeah,
well, they don't negotiate,
six.
Though. The thing is, they don't negotiate, which they do something a little bit different. Gang of Six is still going and is slowing down and is in danger of getting left behind, at least for this round. But keep in mind, here's what's really happened in Washington. Everybody's kind of walled off little fiefdoms here. These talks that are going to start today with Joe Biden really seem to be focused on the debt limit and the debt limit alone. Some spending cuts next year and the year after, and then some of these new budget rules. Kent Conrad from North Dakota, the budget chairman, and the Gang of Six are really trying to talk about a much bigger deal. They're trying to talk about the trillions. They're trying to talk about Medicare and Medicaid and the idea of the Bush tax cuts and what to do about the grand bargain on revenue and Medicare that there's consensus that the country needs to reach. The question is, can they get it done? Not by the time these talks start, that's for sure.
All right. So your guess is that this commission, this meeting with Vice President Joe Biden and bipartisan group of lawmakers will result in a compromise and then the raising of the debt ceiling. That's your prediction.
I don't know that, but I know that the raising of the debt ceiling has to happen by August 2nd. That I know. Whether it's out of these talks or somewhere else, it has to happen. Don't expect the big deal, the Medicare and the Bush tax cuts. That's probably going to get settled in 2012. The president seems like he wants to run on it. So maybe not a deal on that this year.
Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.
My pleasure.